Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
The next two prophets, Brother Paul.
God bless you, Brother Paul. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much that's going to be placed upon you, for God says for you to move forward. I'm hearing God says that there's a calling on your life. God says for you to write like never before. And I'm hearing God says that there's going to be some things that's going to be discovered, this hidden blessing. I'm hearing God says there's a hidden blessing in real estate, some sort of property matter. But God says that there's favor all around you, justification, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Paul, but I want to say Prophet Paul. God says he has spoken with you and he has spoken through you on many occasions. And each time someone suggests that you are a prophet, you don't really deny it, but you don't let them know that you accept it. God says that for you to continue to develop your gift and to be proud of what you have and who you are. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Paul. I hear Father God saying, challenge. For Father God says, every challenge is an opportunity in disguise. For Father God says, this is the season where he's taking you to the next level, and he said he's challenging you to the next level. Father God says, entrepreneurship and business are calling, and that is the word of the Lord.